Did this game? CBS or CBS? They got their money's worth, huh? Great football game. Hats off to the Bengals. They played very well. There's no give up in that football team. I said to Marvin, I said, you know, with these two teams, you know, something like this is going to go right to the, he's always going to go to the end, something like that after the game. And he was very gracious as well, so we appreciate that. Team victory in so many ways. I think what it was all about in the end was, and the thing I'm proud of as a coach, is the heart of our guys. You know, I felt like they showed the heart of champions today. Where this leads us, we will find out. We have to get better in a whole lot of areas, individually and collectively. We have to improve as a football team. But these are the kind of games that you have to win in order to have a chance in this league. And we did it, and I'm proud of our guys. Defense got the game ball, along with Justin Tucker. And they deserved it. One play notwithstanding, which was a great play by them. We didn't play that exactly right. When you tip it up in the air, you want to obviously, that's he's trying to knock it down, and he tips it up, and it gives him a chance to make that play. That was tough. But James Ahedebo, I mean, what can you say? I think he had a couple interceptions, and he and Corey Graham made an incredible tackle on Giovanni Bernard, who has taken plays like that and put him in the end zone already this year. So to make that play was just a fabulous effort by our guys. So couldn't be more proud of our guys. Every single phase of our football team found a way to win the game. We often say, by whatever means necessary, and that certainly held true today.
What goes through your mind when, you know, AJ Green does catch that Hail Mary, gets tipped a couple times, and, you know, they do come down with it?
You know, I tell you, how could I even remember that? You know, it's disappointment, you know. But it's not, you don't get disheartened. You know, you have a chance to win the game still. The game's not over. And I'm proud of the fact that our guys looked at it that way. Our team looked at it that way. And it's not something you have to go walking up and down the bench to make the point of. Our guys already know that. We've got leadership all the way across the board. And they understood that. So I'm proud of that. Really am.
John, early in the game, there was the flea flicker. Tyrod came in, ran an end around. Was there a conscious effort to loosen things up offensively this week?
Well, you know what? Yes. I mean, you have to do that. It's not that we don't have those plays in, you know, for the most part. Those are all plays we've practiced before and have been in game plans. But you have to cause problems, you know, for defense. And you know, those plays got some yards for us, so it was good.
You talked about starting fast. You didn't score right away on your first possession, but then you guys got going. And then it seemed to slow down in the second half. It seemed like a role reversal in past weeks. Did you notice, or did you see something different in the second half as opposed to the first half when it seemed like you guys couldn't put some points on the board until overtime? Defensively, you mean? Offensively. Yeah, we didn't put points on the board in the second half. I mean, I'm not following you. Well, you started fast, and then at the end of the second half, it seemly like you could not move the ball. Right. Was it due to turnovers, or their defense, or what do you?
Well, I mean, it's two things. I mean, we're not, it's defense, yes, give them credit. I mean, they played exceptionally well. We certainly didn't make the plays we needed to make. We didn't have any big chunk plays, which hurt us. Turnovers, absolutely. I mean, that'll stop you every single time. We've got to run the ball better. And we've got to get our passing game going, too. You know, those two things go hand in hand. And there's plenty of things left for us to look at individually and collectively, and we're going to look at them hard, hard, like we always do. And we've got to find a way to, you know, we've got to find a way to move the ball better. So we will. We have to.
You mentioned the header ball at the top there. It just seemed like he was sort of everywhere in every play. Can you talk some more about, you know, about his play and what he did today?
Right. You know, I don't know if I can talk more about his play. I mean, it kind of speaks for itself. And in the plays you talked about, he unwinds us back there as well in terms of getting us in the right calls and the right checks and those kind of things. So he's a very cerebral player as well. And he's got tremendous character. He's a tremendous guy. He's a big, strong, athletic, gifted guy, you know, and he's been fighting his whole career, you know, for an opportunity like this, and he's making the most of it. And when you talk to him, you're going to be impressed. I mean, that's just the kind of guy he is. So,
John, how much of the fact do you think the wind was today? Because I think it blew that field goal a little bit, and I know talking to Justin, he really took it into consideration on that last kick.
Right.
Plus, they didn't go for the field goal when they had fourth and two, partly because of the wind.
Well, they were into the wind. You know, we had the wind at our back, so that was a big factor there in overtime. It was a factor throughout the game, I think, in the passing game as well. You know, Joe could probably speak to that better than I could, but it affected the passing game as well, so the wind was a major factor.
Was it ever enough that if you'd have won the flip, you'd have taken the wind instead of the ball? I mean, something's happened before, but it wasn't was that enough or not?
No, we wouldn't have done that if it had been the other way. It wasn't quite that dramatic.
John, did you also think Lardarius played one of his best games of the season? He was also in on a lot of
plays. Thank you. I mean, our secondary played tremendously well. I mean, you know, everybody's going to talk about the last play, which is a shame in some ways, and maybe you will talk about the whole game. I mean, I thought the pressure was very good, but our secondary covered a very talented and gifted receiving core all day. Jimmy Smith, Lardarius, Matt, Corey, all the guys. Shockey went in there and did a nice job as well, so I'm really proud of our secondary. Terrell Austin's done a great job with those guys.
Any injuries to tell us about?
Well, you know what? I got a card right here, and I haven't looked at it yet. And I don't even know if it's still in my pocket, which will disappoint you, Jerry. It's gone. Darn it. I don't have that card. What's that?
We'll have one on Wednesday.
We'll have one later. I don't think there's anything that is going to be that's going to linger.
Can I talk about the pass rush?
I thought our defensive coaches obviously did a great job of coaching the pass rush lanes. Andy, and you saw him at the end, he got out for a couple plays. I mean, Andy Dalton can hurt you moving around the pocket and going and running for yards and first downs. And he didn't do that as much today until right at the end he got a couple. So pass rush lanes are very disciplined. Our one-on-one pass rushes were really excellent. And then the blitzes were just well-timed. We got some good pressure from our nickel and from our linebackers and our free safety. So Dean did a good job of mixing up all the pressures. But what makes that work is the coverage behind those pressures so you can't get a quick throw out. And our guys did a real nice job of that.